This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It could be another sign that the economy is slowing. The ADP private payrolls jobs report has been released this morning, and it shows the U.S. economy adding around 135,000 jobs last month. That's down from August's revised total of 157,000. And the September gain was the slowest since June. It drops the monthly average for the year to 145,000 jobs a month, well below last year's monthly job creation average of 214,000. The government's jobs report is due for release on Friday. For the first time, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has acknowledged that he was listening in on President Trump's controversial phone call with the President of Ukraine in July, the revelation made during a news conference beside the Italian foreign minister in Rome this morning. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, hiring his own lawyer to deal with his role in the impeachment inquiry launched by Democrats. The former New York City mayor hiring Florida lawyer John Sale to represent him. Sale was an assistant prosecutor on the legal team investigating Watergate. Meanwhile, last night, Giuliani said anything he did with regard to Ukraine was on behalf of Donald Trump and not the U.S. government.
Were you representing the president personally? Representing the office?
Absolutely, representing the president personally against charges that he colluded, against charges that he's going to be impeached.
That is heard on Fox News. The sentencing phase continuing today after former Dallas cop Amber Geiger was convicted of murder yesterday for shooting her neighbor last year. She claims she thought it was her apartment and he was an intruder. Geiger could face life in prison. Just getting word the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down over 400 points in morning trading on Wall Street. The other index is also plummeting. And this is USA Radio.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA's Chris Barnes reports Florida teachers can now legally carry guns.
With October's arrival, the new law took effect. It was passed in response to the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed. Two of the state's largest school districts in Miami and Orlando opted out of the program. There is no idea how many teachers are carrying concealed weapons because they're allowed to remain anonymous. To carry one, staff must pass a background check, a psychological exam, and more than 140 hours of training, Florida becoming the eighth state to allow some teachers to carry weapons in their classrooms.
A federal appeals court has ruled in favor of the FCC's decision to strike down net neutrality, but said the agency can't prevent states from having their own open internet laws. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the decision to repeal the Obama-era law, which treated all internet data equally and barred internet service providers from slowing or throttling speeds, blocking access to lawful content, and offering fast lanes for larger companies such as Google, Facebook, and Netflix. The panel of judges ruled on a lawsuit against the FCC brought by Mozilla, the company that created Firefox web browser. Supporters of net neutrality say it protects customers from internet gatekeepers, which could charge premium prices for faster speeds and block content from competitors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's that important. I mean, after all, what kind of country are we going to turn over to the next generation? It's going to be up to me and you. And thank you very much for the millennials joining in on the fight as well. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, next guest is Robert Curry. His new book, Reclaiming Common Sense, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World. Robert, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, reclaiming common sense, no wonder, you know, if we can find it, because we have disengaged from our true North Star, because we've been listening to a culture that says, oh, truth is relative. You know, what is truth? You know, your truth is your truth. My truth is my truth. Let's abandon what used to be common sense and saying that there's only one truth.
You are so right. I mean, that's my book right there. If we're going to get America back on track, we've got to get back to orienting ourselves by our true North Star, which is common sense.
Exactly. And sadly, it's become uncommon sense.
Well, you know, yes and no. What we're in the public world right now, what we're seeing is a kind of blitzkrieg, a kind of lightning war against common sense. Sort of like the Germans in World War II, only instead of military power, it's legal power, and it's the persuasion of the media. So, but on the day to day level, Bill, you and I, and everybody listening, we live by common sense.
Right, exactly.
We live in every area of our life, except these areas that are marked off, you know, by this strange elite that we've got now pushing against common sense. Right. In special areas, but we still live by common sense. And the point of the book is to remind us how much we constantly depend on our superpower, our human superpower of common sense. Right. And to see that this attack on common sense is a narrow political and politically driven agenda.
Yeah, I didn't mean to sound so cynical, and I agree with
you. You sound like an idealist to me, Bill.
I guess what you heard is a little bit of frustration, because what I see happening here is, as we're told, you cannot put, you know, hot coal in your lap and not expect to get burnt. And what we're doing is we're doing that. I mean, in the name of political correctness and trying not to offend people, we're willing to, you know, go along to get along. And in the process, we abandon those core principles of common sense instead of having the courage to say, with all due respect, you know, you're heading into a cement wall. And if you're going to go, I'm going to let you go on that journey by yourself. And you're going to find out, which I often say on the show, that you're going to find out that the law of gravity still exists. You know, get up on the top of the roof, fall off. You're going to find out it's still there. And so you're exactly right. There are these inherent things that are built in, you know, God Almighty knew better than to give us all the goods and leave us up totally to our own devices. But there are some things that are built in. into our system that connect us to that North Star of truth, that when we do acknowledge it, when we do see it, there's a part of our very spirit that says, oh, yeah. And there's this peace that comes upon us. And right now, the masses are in a bit of chaos and in unrest because, as you say, there is this piece of the pie, this segment, and it really is a small group. And this is what I was telling my audience yesterday, Robert, that it's a small group of people. It is the tail shaking the dog. The media is giving them a lot of place. You've got these antithetical players that are coming in that are happy to operate in the shadows and willing to operate in those sectors where truth has been abandoned because they're having their way to do as it's been said, to do as they darn well please, which in many cases involves all kinds of bad behavior.
You're so right. You know, the one thing I want to say that I think is so important is to understand where all this is coming from. And which coming from a very specific place, you know, in academia and in universities, quite some time ago, university professors on the humanities side have abandoned the idea of truth. Mm-hmm. You know, you've heard about postmodernism. Maybe you're up on postmodernism,
right.
But its core principle is that the idea of truth, the concept of truth, is outmoded.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a couple of generations of students taught in the university that there's no such thing as truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have them sort of prepared for that because their teachers were in those universities too.
Right.
So what's happening is that a great injustice is being done to the young people in our country. And you know, you and I have to take some of the blame for that, really.
Right.
We the things that go on in the University of California, you and I live in California. I mean, it's really horrible, the things that are being taught in the University of California at taxpayer expense.
Exactly.
There's almost no one in that university who defends even the idea of truth.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really become unhinged, and that's one of the reasons why I left California about 5 years ago.
Oh,
but I still go back. I still go back. I mean, I'm based out of Florida, and I'm here in Florida now, but I'm heading back to California. I'm getting all prepared up. I got to make sure I got boots on, and I know where... what streets to avoid there. But it's a mess there, Robert, because, you know, it breaks my heart, whether it's San Francisco, it used to be one of my favorite cities, Los Angeles, I was there, I couldn't believe the level of homelessness. And when I came back, I told everybody, I said, boy, I'll tell you, Los Angeles is ripe for a plague of epic proportions. And when I said that, I had people go, oh, Bill, you're just, you know, you're overreacting. And I go, no, look at it. Think about it. You got all this large number of homelessness. You've got illegals coming into the country with God only knows what kind of diseases. Even the CDC has questioned it. You've got hypodermic needles out there. You've got poop and human excrement in the streets and, you know, fleas and rats. Last time I checked, when the Black Plague hit Europe, you know, these were some of the elements, key elements that contributed to it, right? And so what's happening now? The LA Times reports here about 2 or 3 weeks ago that medieval diseases have come to California.
Well, you know, and it's being done to us by this post-truth elite,
mm-hmm.
and who have positions of governmental power, both through election and through being members of the bureaucracy.
Right.
I mean, California just passed the craziest law. They just passed a law that says that grammar school and middle school students can't be removed from the classroom if they're being defiant or disruptive. Now, I'm kind of an expert in this area. My mom was a fourth grade teacher. And whenever I'd visit her class, I was in awe of her, what she did, because a room full of fourth graders is a experiment about to blow. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, I just was in awe of her ability to do that and enjoy it.
Right.
Because, so you get some defiant kids in there, you get some disruptive kids in there, and that's the end for education for that whole
exactly.
class.
And well, especially today, Robert, today these kids think nothing about getting in a teacher's face. I mean, fighting a teacher? Are you kidding me? I was raised by nuns. The nuns would take you out. they would take you out and they would send you straight to hell. You would not pass go, collect $200. You wouldn't even see God on the way down. You know, they had control of the lever. You know, so you didn't mess with them. But yeah, you watch these public schools and you're exactly right. Sadly, I mean, here's taxpayer money going, and you've got, and it's not every kid in the classroom. All it takes is a couple.
Yeah, one or two, really.
Yeah, And next thing you know, you've got a riot going on, and here's this poor teacher, you know, thinking, I think I'm going to go and I'll go be a greeter at Walmart. I'm going to give up my profession, sadly.
How can I do it?
Unbelievable. We're talking about reclaiming common sense, finding the truth in a post-truth world. Those are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. And therein lies the challenge for us. Robert Curry continues with us on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Right?
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
The bond we share with our pets is undeniable. They fill us with love, comfort, and joy, and they deserve the same. As pet owners, we want to care for and protect our pets. Sadly, in homes where domestic violence occurs, pets are often victims too. Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. With less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allowing pets, too many lives remain at risk. Victims of domestic violence should never have to make a choice between their own safety and the safety of their loved ones, including pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that provide temporary shelter and veterinary care so people and pets can find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
I don't know. about you, but does it bother you when people hang on your prepositions? I just sometimes it just gets in the way, but I'm sensitive that way, so forgive me. We're fresh and independent at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our guest is Robert Curry, and his neat new book. I got to tell you, this is a great read. And for a small book, you know, it's like, you know, I find, Robert, that sometimes small books are the most powerful. You know, they're just, you get a chance to kind of, you know, ease through them and journey through the book and pause and really chew on, you know, and what's being spelled out here. But I highly recommend this book. Get your hands on it. It'll be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Reclaiming Common Sense, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World. This is what's at issue, ladies and gentlemen, is that, and Robert and I were talking about it when we were in commercial, is that the consensus of the American people has been rather passive of late. And people, you know, people will come to me and say, Bill, how did we get here? Well, because you didn't do anything. You know, the founding fathers made it really clear and simple. They said, this is a government of, for, by, we, the people.
Yep.
And you got to understand what that means. What that means is that it demands an activated citizenry. If we deactivate, if we kick back, guess what? You've got America that you have today, where the elites come in, they've got their, you know, fancy degrees, and they say, lucky for you that we're here, and they make all kinds of money, and meanwhile, we're looking at $23 trillion in debt, they're running us over the cliffs left and right, and hey, look, this is our fault. We have the very government that we deserve because we have backed off. Isn't that right, Robert?
That's exactly right. I mean, the progressive idea... The progressives, you know, starting really with Woodrow Wilson in a big way, their idea was that the American founders were just wrong.
Right.
And that government by the people was a dumb idea. And so what they've been doing in the last 100 years is, as much as possible, replacing the power of the people with the power of the bureaucracy and of elected officials. So we're moving away from a country where the people rule themselves towards a country where we're ruled by a progressive elite that rejects common sense and really totally rejects the Constitution. I mean, these people want to get rid of the Electoral College, and they think that the First Amendment and the Second Amendment are, you know, got to go. And
right.
Why do they think that? Because they look at this, the founder system, all the safeguards that are put into the system are to preserve liberty. But from the point of view of the progressives, those are defects. Mm-hmm. Those they need to be eliminated, because the point for progressivism is maximum power to the government so they can change society. And that's what we see happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
A powerful centralized government powered by swamp creatures and remote bureaucrats, mm-hmm, who are ruling the country instead of a country ruled by its citizens.
Where has that ever worked, Robert?
It works for a little while, but along the way, lots of people get dead and everybody gets poor.
Yeah, here we are. We're celebrating, 70 years of the new China.
Right.
Of course, Trump got in trouble for a tweet. He probably could have held back on that tweet and congratulate, President Xi. I understand him congratulating President Xi at one point, but even trying to, you know, praise China. But look at what they're responsible for. You know, the millions of deaths.
Yes.
You know, and what do they say that communism is responsible for over 100 million of deaths in this century? In the 20th century,
of its own people.
Yeah,
killing its own people. I mean, that's the important thing. I mean, these are governments that kill their own people, and you know, political correctness is the party line writ small. You know, so when you get into a world of political correctness and you have leaders that believe among themselves that there's no such thing as truth, well, it's a long way. I mean, certainly Lenin and Stalin didn't believe there's anything such thing as truth.
Well, especially when you believe that it's the government, you know, it's top down. So they're the most important, not the people.
Yeah.
See, and the founding fathers turned the org chart upside down. So you don't have a pyramid. You have the upside down pyramid where it starts with the people at the top, right?
Right. Right. Their wild and crazy idea was that we could rule ourselves. And this, thank you for reminding everyone of this, because at the time of the founding, everywhere in the world, people were ruled by kings or emperors or sultans or, you know,
czars or whatever, right?
Yeah, all that stuff. And the consensus was, you know, hey, you know, you got to have people can't rule themselves. The founders said, we can do it. And they based the foundation of the founding was in their faith on the common sense of the American voters. They said, the regular guy can figure out what's true, knows right from wrong, and he can select the people to send to the government to do the things that government has to do. Right. That was a wild and crazy idea. And for 100 years, the Europeans were waiting around for the thing to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And what happened instead was we're the most successful country in the history of the universe.
Right. And it's amazing that we have these antithetical forces that are bound and determined. As I told everybody, I have said this before, that even on our founding, it wasn't like we had 100% agreement. You still had people that wanted to go to a European, type of governance. That's what they knew. That's what they were comfortable with. And the founding fathers were going, no, we're going to empower you. We're going to put the power in your hands and responsibility. And the foresight that they had because of what they saw in history, Robert, was brilliant. Because in history, you look at it and you go, these governments can't handle anything. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a king. England couldn't handle all the needs of the masses. But if you empower the masses to be responsible, and you focus on these five key issues, which, oh yeah, by the way, God ordained those issues for governments to operate. And when they operate in that lane, it goes better for everyone. And what do these founding fathers said? They won't, maybe we'll trust God. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, and they really did believe what I'm about to say, which is that common sense is a gift of the Creator. It's the capacity that we have an inborn capacity to develop our common sense. And by our common sense, we can learn from experience. We can also
create
it. Yeah. And because of that gift, we have that's really what defines us as human beings. It's by our capacity for common sense that we are able to be rational beings and moral agents. That's what they thought.
Well, and I like what you said, because I've translated it in such a way to say that experience defines preference, right?
Yeah.
So we go through this experience, say, okay, hey, that didn't work, let's adjust. But when you talk about a big government like we have, that didn't work, we just throw more money, or we just ignore it, and meanwhile you find yourself $23 trillion in debt and real needs that you really have in the country that you could manage on a short-term basis as needed. You can't do it because there's nothing left in the checkbook unless you have Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders coming in just saying, hey, we're just going to tax you more.
Right, and wreck the dollar. Yeah, Reagan said it best when he said the closest thing to immortality we have here on the planet is a government program.
Yes, exactly.
No matter how much they fail, they continue to soak up energy and money. It's a very strange thing. That's how come the government's gotten so big. It's filled with programs that have failed and failed catastrophically, but they're still going.
It is amazing. I mean, Senator Tom Coburn, who presented the annual waste book, I think the last time he did this said there was something like $450 billion in duplicative waste. That's the top of the iceberg, okay? That's just the top. Okay, I mean, that is like such low-hanging fruit, it's ridiculous. Even President Trump came in and said, look, based on what he could see, there were at least 17 agencies working on the same thing. Not communicating one another. They had their own separate budgets. Okay. I mean, and this is all part of that duplicative waste that we're talking about, right?
And then we have organizations like the U.S. Department of Education. I mean, that whole thing should be disappeared. I mean, how is education doing better since Carter gave us the department, or have things gone downhill and at an increasing rate? I think the answer to that one.
Well, and look at the cost of education all going the wrong way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to the point where you get these kids that come out of these great institutions, and basically they're indentured servants.
Yeah, and they haven't learned anything. Except they know now that there's no such thing as truth. So the fact that they don't know anything, because it's no problem.
Boy, are we in trouble. But this is also why we the people need to join together, come together shoulder to shoulder and back to back, and stand for common sense. If it's going to be reclaimed, it's going to be up to me and you. Get your hands on this book, Robert Curry's book, Reclaiming Common Sense, linked on our website and available in all the usual places. Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students.
but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. It could be another sign that the economy is slowing. The ADP private payrolls jobs report has been released this morning, and it shows the U.S. economy adding around 135,000 jobs last month. That's down from August's revised total of 157,000. And the September gain was the slowest since June. It drops the monthly average for the year to 145,000 jobs a month, well below last year's monthly job creation average of 214,000. The government's jobs report is due for release on Friday. For the first time, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has acknowledged that he was listening in on President Trump's controversial phone call with the President of Ukraine in July, the revelation made during a news conference beside the Italian foreign minister in Rome this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay. Hey, how you doing? Huh? Enjoying your day? We're going to have a great story coming up here to share with you. Imagine being a farm girl, and you go from farm girl to Miss America, from a double-wide trailer on a farm in Georgia to the 2016 Miss America pageant. Betty Maxwell, our next guest, was not a likely contender for the crown, as you can imagine. Few people, least of all Betty, thought that she'd bring home the title, but she won by being herself, mistakes and all, as she says. Miss Unlikely is the title of her new book, From Farm Girl to Miss America. It's going to take you through Betty's unconventional childhood, the surprising pageant journey, an incredible year as Miss America, a fairy tale wedding, and everything in between. And Betty Maxwell joins us now. Betty, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Hey, I've been looking forward to this conversation with you. What an inspiration it is, because it reminds people that you can win, and I mean truly win, not even by the world standard. Forget about what the world says, but just, you know, of your own standards and your own sense of well-being just by being who you are.
Absolutely. Yes. And you know, that's what my book is all about. It's truly the story of an unlikely Miss America, and not just that you can win a pageant or win, you know, a competition, but you can win at life through being yourself and really embracing all the qualities that make you unique. That's the way that you're going to succeed in life, no matter how unlikely or, you know, how much of a nobody you feel like. Prove everybody wrong. Show everybody that, you know, it's the most unlikely people in the world that, or the most unexpected people in the world that really go out and do the most incredible things.
Yeah, and I want you to know, Catholic girls, they know how to dance. Okay? she's a Catholic. She's a Catholic, and she knows how to dance, and she dreamed of becoming a dancer and a music performer. So, even the Catholics can dream, right?
Well, absolutely. Actually, I'm Greek. I'm a Greek Orthodox.
Okay.
Yeah, so very similar to Catholics, but I grew up in Catholic school, so that's probably...
Well, that's what I was referring to, is that you were there, but now that you've let the whole truth out of the bag, there's no mystery now. Everybody knows you.
But don't worry, the Greek girls can dance. For sure.
Well, exactly. Well, of course. And so here you are, I mean, from very humble beginnings. I mean, all but a log cabin, it seems like, Betty, you know, when you read your story. But here you are, double wide trailers, you write, a modest farm in rural Georgia. And, you know, and you enjoyed your time with your family and friends and, of course, living on the farm. I mean, there's a lot to do on the farm, isn't there?
Absolutely. I spent my entire childhood pretty much outside on the farm. You know, when I was younger, I would just be running around in a diaper all the time. You know, it's just like we had no neighbors, so it was just great. I could just be a little naked kid running around on the farm, collecting different animals. But and then to grow up and become Miss America, it's just the funniest thing. I know, like, my childhood friends and my high school friends, even my parents, are like, wow, it's so crazy to think that she went from this little deer-hugging possum pet girl to growing up and becoming Miss America. And I just recently was cast in my first film as a supporting role, so I'm really excited about that. And my music is out there on iTunes, so I'm just really, you know, thanks to the Miss America organization and becoming Miss America, I've really been able to launch my music and acting career. And, you know, all the details are in my book. And a lot of people think that being Miss America is just this glamorous lifestyle, but in my book, you'll really get to see the behind the scenes, the reality of being Miss America, and it is not what people think.
Well, I want to tell you, you encourage so many parents who have had problems keeping diapers on their kids. I have a 3-year-old in Hawaii, and our daughter keeps sending us video of him, you know, riding his bike or whatever, and half the time he's buck naked. So I feel good about this. I feel good about this. I think who goes, hey, he's going to be a dancer, powerful musician.
He's going to be all right.
Oh yeah. No doubt about it. It's the rest of us that are so uptight and, you know, whatever.
Exactly. But, let loose.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right. So, explain, you know, to our audience, you know, what is it like to be Miss America and the year that you experienced?
Well, I'm going to leave most of the details to the book, but I will tell you that I traveled about 20,000 miles a month as Miss America.
20,000 miles? Wow.
A month. Yes.
You're challenging Hillary Clinton and Secretary of State mileage here, you know? That's great. 20,000 miles a month?
Hopefully, you know, doing a lot more good.
Right. Okay.
But I, 20,000 miles a month. I lived out of 2 suitcases, and I just did events and appearances every single day. I worked very closely with Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, and I did a USO tour where I got to perform for the troops and our deployed men and women in uniform, which was incredible, including I went to Baghdad and Kuwait, Greece, Japan, Thailand, Portugal, getting to perform for our troops. So that was incredible.
What are your parents saying? You're going, oh, I'm going to a combat zone.
It was more like what was my boyfriend saying.
Everybody.
I was honestly very scared when I found out the destinations we were going. It was honestly terrifying going to some of those destinations. But my boyfriend, now husband, was a SWAT team member and was a cop at the time. So he was very concerned.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah. So, but I FaceTimed them. I was like, I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm at the hotel. It's all good. I think we're going to be okay.
So the poor guy, he's still in therapy over this experience then, huh?
I feel so sorry for him during that year. During that year, I mean, I didn't get to see my family hardly at all the whole year. They really keep you isolated, which is very difficult. That was one of the most challenging parts of the year. But it's all in the book, all the details, the behind-the-scenes details of the life as Miss America.
You have to give up a lot. I mean, like you say, you've got a boyfriend and, you know, and you're settling for FaceTime. I mean, no Friday night dates. I mean, your Friday night date is another event for Miss America, right?
Absolutely. I had events and appearances every single day, sometimes more than one a day. Sometimes I'd get on a plane, land, and go straight to an event, get back on the plane and go somewhere else. So, I mean, it was tiring, and it's just you and your tour manager for an entire year. And the tour manager actually gets a month off and then a month back on, and they switch off. But Miss America does, if you get done again.
You're the ever-ready bunny. You just keep on going, huh?
And you have to look like Miss America every single day. It's not like you can look tired. You have to look perfect every single day, wearing that crown, you know, representing the organization. So it is a lot harder than people think.
Wow. Did you at some point or at any point during the experience, you go, what did I get myself into?
Oh, 100%. 100%. A lot of times I felt like I was just, you know, I was just so tired and just in another hotel room. And I just was ordering another order of room service and eating that same food all the time. Like, it is very exhausting and tiring. And you're just like, some days you wake up and you're like, where even am I right now?
Right.
I don't know where I am. Can I keep going another day? I'm just so tired. I just want to go home.
Yeah.
But no, you have to keep pushing forward. And, you know, it was really my faith that got me through it. And, of course, you know, the support of my family and my husband, then boyfriend at the time. So
right.
I couldn't have done it without their support and through God.
Amen. So the husband unit, I mean, the boyfriend unit survives. You have you have this fairy tale wedding, I'm told. Tell the girls about this. They want to hear about it.
So the wedding was incredible. We actually eloped, and then six months later, we had a big fat Greek wedding.
Okay.
So, because we wanted, after that year as Miss America, we really wanted, like...
So you really had a big, fat Greek wedding in all the traditional way? Literally.
Oh, yeah.
With the Windex and everything?
No, actually, there was no Windex. That was the one.
Oh, you see, if I'd have known, that would have been my wedding gift for you. Just, a dozen bottles of Windexes.
It's not too late. I knew we were missing something. The Windex.
Yes.
But yes, it was a big fat Greek wedding, but that was about 6 months after we eloped. So we secretly got married, and we kept it a secret. We only told our family, but nobody else knew that we were already married. And then we got married again with our big fat Greek wedding. So.
Oh, that's so cool.
Says
the woman who is the furthest thing from fat, and it's certainly not fat when she says, you know, it's just like the movie. It's just all the family coming together, right? Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. If you've seen the movie, it was literally like, that's my life, basically.
That is so cool. And so, anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk more about Miss Unlikely, from Farm Girl to Miss America. She's going to share some of her dreams and also her faith. And she said it was her faith and hanging on to Jesus' garment all the way through that year with Miss America. So more from Betty Maxwell after this. Stay with us.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Values. Faith. Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I love the lyric. You know, when you realize your identity, and it just so connects with the Father. Your soul really does cry out, doesn't it, Betty? I mean,
absolutely.
It's like there is such a connection. You're so grateful because, you know, the two things that people always want to know is, who am I? Why am I here? And who are you going to get that from but from God?
That's right. And I felt a calling through writing this book to spread God's message and God's word, because I know how much it's affected my life and helped my marriage. And, you know, through loss, through grief, through, you know, trial and error, through just trying to make it in this world and in this industry that I'm in, the music and acting industry, it's so tough. And there's no way I would be where I am without God's help and God being there for me. So I want to get that message out to everyone through my book.
Well, what a lot of people may not understand in the entertainment business is with this whole industry, what comes with it is rejection. And if you,
yes.
Right? I mean,
100%.
And if you don't, if you're not used to that, I mean, if you are not, it's not used to that, because I don't know you ever get used to it. But if you are not on solid ground and knowing who you are, with all the rejection, I remember when I first started in radio, a friend came to me and says, you got to remember, you know, one man's hamburger is another man's filet. And that really meant a lot to me, believe it or not, as innocuous as that may have sounded. But it really helped me understand that there are some people in the radio business that are going to look at you and say, hey, you know, you're perfect, you're great, you know. And there's others go, oh, you're so lousy. What? How'd you get into this business, you know? And it runs that span, right? And so here you are, you're Miss America, you're all that in a bag of chips, and then all it takes is one person to throw a little rejection bomb on you, it upends you, right?
That's
unless,
true.
Unless.
Especially during my year as Miss America, that becoming Miss America is the craziest thing, because all of a sudden you go from being this nobody to being basically a celebrity overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm given this Instagram account with thousands of followers, and I'm like, whoa, what am I doing? Like, how am I a celebrity right now?
Right.
And with that celebrity status, obviously, the more famous you become, the more haters you have. And I really had to grow a thick skin during my year as Miss America, because people, I mean, the cyberbullying and the hating and just all of this, you know, I can't even explain. I have a lot of quotes in my book of things that people actually said to me over the internet. or in person. I had a lot of bullies in person, but
but
dealing with that really helped me grow a thick skin to prepare me for the entertainment industry, because you're right, rejection is half of it. But you have to understand that, you know, God says no sometimes. Sometimes the rejection is just God saying, this isn't for you. This isn't your opportunity. You know, your opportunity is coming, but this isn't it. And having your faith in that and just trusting that this isn't God's plan, that God has something bigger for you coming, that is what has gotten me to the point I am now. Because I've had opportunities in the past that I really thought I wanted and I needed, but I was told no. And now I've realized, like, oh, thank goodness I didn't get that opportunity, because now I have this, and this is so much better.
Exactly.
That's God, you know, leading you down your path.
Mm-hmm. When you say that, especially during that year as Miss America, that you were relying on God, what did that look like?
Well, like I said, you know, on those days where I woke up and I'm like crying my eyes out and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I can't be perfect one more day. I can't put on that crown and put a smile on my face one more time, because it, you, like I said, you're isolated that year. It's just you and your hotel room every single day by yourself on another airplane, in another airport, in another city, giving another speech, singing another song. It is monotonous and it is exhausting. And I don't know how I would have gotten through that without my faith. And what I mean by that is sitting down and realizing all the good I was doing through that year as Miss America, through my title, through that platform that I had. That was God doing his work through me, helping me to make a difference in the world. And I knew that this was one year of responsibility that I had to make it through, because God wasn't done working with me that year. I had a lot more to do, and I knew that that made it all worth it, the good that I was able to do. And the same thing through this book. You know, I know that there will be haters out there who will buy my book just to read it and trash it, you know, just to write a bad review. I know that. The bashing has already begun, you know, on the anonymous chat boards. You know, I've already seen it all. But I know that the amount of good that this book will do through young people learning through my vulnerable experiences that I'm sharing here through my entire life, that will do some good, that someone out there will relate and say, oh my gosh, you too?
Exactly.
That's exactly what I'm doing with. They'll be able to relate, and hopefully it will help them to get through life a little bit easier. So that
How could that happen to you? You were Miss America. Look how beautiful you are and talented you are. How can that happen to you?
Right. And when they read the story, they'll see I wasn't always beautiful. I had an awkward stage like nobody else.
I think we all do. That's all part of growing up.
Exactly. Yeah. I talk about it in detail. So all you kids out there, you'll be able to relate.
Hey, we're all welcome to the club. We're all part of it.
We're all the same.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you talk about the bullies and the people that, you know, are seemingly, you know, not seemingly, but are mean-spirited, sadly, and you feel for them that, you know, what must be going on in their very souls to have that kind of attitude and perspective toward a fellow humanoid going through the journey of life together. But what about those special times and those special people that you've met along the way? Can you share a couple of those stories?
Absolutely. Obviously, throughout my year as Miss America, I had the opportunity to make some really special bonds and relationships that I kept to this day. One that's particularly special to me was a certain Children's Miracle Network, a hospital, Miracle Kid, that's what they call them, Miracle Kids. And throughout my year, I got to do some big events with Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And at one particular event, I met a little girl named Kenzie. And she has dwarfism. And when she was little, she had, you know, all kinds of different things going on. And they were really worried about her if she was even going to survive. And she did. And now she's growing up. I mean, when I met her, she was 4 years old. And now she's like, I don't even know, 7 or 8. And it blows my mind. But this little girl, you know, I remember visiting her. I went to go visit her in Arkansas, where she's from. And, you know, we sat in her living room and we sang Frozen. I'm sure you know Frozen.
We sang
the Frozen song together, and we, you know, just created memories, and we cooked together and all these different things. But just those little kids that you meet that, you know, they're dealing with these sicknesses and illnesses and diseases that you know, most people can't even fathom. And they're kids, you know, they're not even adults, they're kids. But
exactly.
They have these attitudes, this love for life, this happiness and joy and thankfulness that regular people can't even understand because they haven't been through what these kids have been through. And the inspiration that I got from just meeting these kids, especially little Kenzie, who walked the red carpet with me at Miss America when I gave up my title, the inspiration I drew from her is just insurmountable. And from all the Miracle Kids, they're incredible. And they really do have this thirst for life that is inspiring to everyone. And I love the bond that I still have with her family. Her mom actually texted me yesterday. She was like, I ordered my book. I want you to sign it for me.
That's great.
I was like, oh my gosh, you know I will. I'm so excited. So yeah, it really is special, the bonds that you create during that year.
Well, you know, and we learn so much from these kids. You know, maybe share a lesson or two that you learned. I know you shared just a little bit with Kenzie, but I mean, you met with what, hundreds, thousands of kids, you know, during that year?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
It maybe probably seems like millions, but
yes. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, they're little kids and they're already dealing with life-threatening things that, you know, a lot of people don't deal with until they're adults. At least they're adults and they can get there in their head and wrap their brain around what's happening. But these kids, a lot of times they have no idea what's happening. They just know they're sick and they know that, you know, either sometimes it looks good or it doesn't look good. And they have this thankfulness and this vigor for life that a lot of adults don't have. And you look at these kids that are dealing with these illnesses and you're like, wow, if that little kid who's so sick and in the hospital can be happy and wake up and put a smile on my face when I'm, you know, dragging myself around the country as Miss America and I'm tired and I'm exhausted. And then I walk into this hospital room and this kid is just so happy to see me with that crown on my head. You know, it brought them so much joy to see Miss America. That was one of my favorite parts, was just seeing their faces when I walked in the room. And they're so happy. And it truly is inspirational. It's like, wow, I'm going to be more thankful for every single day because these kids don't even know if they have another day. And it just really makes you so think about life so much more deeply and about how thankful we should be to even be alive.
Exactly. Well, Betty, in your book, I mean, you give it to the audience. I mean, to the reader straight up. I mean, success requires hard work. There's just no substitution for hard work, is there?
That's right. That is the truth for sure.
And of course, you build a support team. You got to have people around you. Yes, you know, we have to have that love vertically to God, but we also have to have that horizontal relationship as well. That's key, right?
That's 100% correct. And my husband and I, in our first year of marriage, we lost his mom to suicide.
Oh.
And I was able to put that chapter in the book as kind of a last minute thing. But going through that sort of tragedy and grief really opened up this whole other side of me that I didn't even know I had, this strength that I didn't know I had. And I talk about that a lot, about how to get through something as awful as that. And not only through getting in through it by yourself, but in your marriage and in my marriage, how we were able
exactly.
to get through that.
Well, Betty, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for the time. Miss Unlikely, the book's linked on our website. Enjoy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever got...